The old man leant his elbows on the table. The tavern was noisy, the wine flowing free. He sat rheumy-eyed, nursing his goblet of cheap wine. Hard to believe 30-odd years had passed. How quickly. Too quickly. He sipped the sharp wine and looked around. The inn was crowded. It had been as busy as this that night. That night, bloody census and the world turned upside down on a rich man's whim. The taverns jammed with travellers, all wishing they were snug at home instead of here in some one-horse dorp, miles from anywhere, miles from where they wanted to be. Voices growing louder, arguments, the sound of laughter. It all came back to him in a rush of recollection. The fierce cold made him shiver, and he pulled his woolen cloak tight around him, edged closer to the fire. Another night on the hills with the lads, dogs sniffing the air, ears perked up for the slightest sound. A good night for predators, if you were a predator. A bad night for sheep, if you were a sheep. The soft murmur of conversation, though they were men of few words. The youngest on the receiving end of some gentle banter, and no indication that their world was about to be turned on its head. How do you describe the indescribable? Who has words for the eruption of the extraordinary into something so absolutely ordinary? Angels, who knew? Night skies ablaze with light, never saw that coming. But the message was clear. Get off your bottoms and get to Bethlehem. You lads will be part of the drama. On the night of nights, you will be there, in the moment, at the scene, in the story. So make up your mind, get used to it. Tonight is going to be different. When the heavy door swung open, you could feel the heat rush at you, the smell of wine and sweat and people obliterating the cold and the bright light dazzling your eyes. No sign of any baby. A brief word with the landlord. Round the back. Round the back? Are you kidding me? Round the back. Do you know what? Do you realise who? Oh, never mind. Round the back. Oh my God. What a scene. What a sight. What a moment. What a feeling. The special one. The new king born today. The light of the world. The saviour. The sun. And who is there to greet him but us, this ragtag bunch of shuffling shepherds, and not a shilling between us as a gift? Embarrassing. We bent low to look in. The father seemed a bit, well, out of his depth. The girl had that, I've just had the most beautiful baby in the world look. Exhausted but brimful of pride. She didn't seem to mind the intrusion, us all crowded in there without as much as a by your leave, us gawping like idiots. It was almost as if she'd been expecting it. What a night. What a garden of delight. Something in the air that night. So much promise, so much hope, so much joy. So long ago. The old man shook himself out of his reverie. Where had they gone 30 years or so? Not much had changed on the hills. Sheep still needed shepherds. Cold nights were still cold. The extraordinary had died away and the ordinary had returned pretty quickly. Of course, he dined out on the story for decades. Yes, yes, we were there that night, actually. Yeah, myself and the lads. The night of the birth. His birth. No, really, we saw him. We went there, we did. We looked into the manger. He felt pretty good about it too, that connection. Dined out on it for decades. Happy to tell anyone who'd listen. And of course, when the baby became a local hero, he could say, yes, we knew him before he was famous, me and the lads. Of course, he followed the story, his story. The tales, the whispers, the rumours, the gossip. The recollections of the teaching, the preaching, the healings, the signs and wonders. The company he kept, the controversies, the truth he spoke, the love he showed, his story. The old man sipped his wine. Shame it turned out the way it did, you know, for him. Crucified. Who knew? And all for what? All for what? The old man finished his wine in one last swallow, pulled his bent, bony body up from the rough wooden table and headed for the door. One last look round for old time's sake. He had been there that night. He knew what he saw. He knew what he had heard. He knew it had been a holy night. He closed the tavern door, pulled his woolen cloak tighter round him, and walked off into the night. The frozen ground was hard. Snow had fallen. The only sound, the frosty wind as it moaned.